Chapter 3.
Some creatures said that Russa came from the deep south. Others thought that she was from the west coast. But even Russa could not say with any degree of certainty where she had come from. The red female squirrel had neither family nor tribe, nor any place to call home. She was a wanderer who just loved to travel. Russa knowed Ray, she was often called, owing to the fact that squirrels' homes were called Rays, and she did not have one, hence no Dray. No beast knew more about country ways than Russa. She could live where others would starve. She knew the way in woods and fields, where many would be hopelessly lost. Neither old nor young-looking, quite small and lean, Russa carried no great traveller's haversack or intricate equipment. A small pouch at the back of the rough green tunic she always wore was sufficient for her needs. The only other thing she possessed was a stick, which she had picked up from the flotsam of a tide line. It was about walking stick size and must have come from far away because it was hard and dark and had a lustre of its own. Even seawater could not rot or warp it. Russa liked the stick. There was no piece of wood like it in all the land, nor any tree that produced such wood. It was also a good weapon, because, beside being a lone wanderer, Russa Nodray was an expert fighter and a very dangerous warrior, in her own quiet way. Off again on her latest odyssey, Russa stopped to rest among the cliff ledges not far from Camp Tussock. Happy with her own company, she sat by the stream's edge, drank her fill of the sweet cold water, and settled down to enjoy the late afternoon sun in a nook protected from the wind. The sound of another creature nearby did not bother Russa unduly. She knew it was a mole, and therefore friendly. With both eyes closed, as if napping, Russa waited until the creature was right up close. Then she spoke in perfect mole speech to it.
Good day, tea, sir. What you been doing hereabouts?
Ruli, the husband of Osmunda, was taken aback, though he did not show it. He sat down next to Russa and raised a hefty digging claw in greeting.
Good day to ye, marm. Nice weather Russens be having, bur I.
Russa answered in normal speech.
Aye, and a pity that some beast blunder along to disturb a body's rests when all she craves is peace and quiet.
You're so tis, marm, so tis.
Ruli nodded agreement.
Though if he be who I think he be, marm, men at Camp Tussock will be pleased to see ye. Mayhap you'm kindly drop by for victuals.
Russa was up on her paws immediately.
Why didn't you just say that instead of yapping about the weather? I'd travel 3 rough leagues for breakfast if I knew me old friend Mem Davinia was still cooking those pancakes and hot pots of hers.